Check one, once again, back is business credit. Okay, business credit builder. How's everybody doing? My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. with Business Credit Builder. And at Business Credit Builder, what we do is help businesses and entrepreneurs build their business credit and access funding. I hate I got this sun in my face, but I'm gonna deal with it for today. Okay. Okay. We're gonna do this real quick. You can raise your hand if you got questions. Put your questions in the chat box, of course. You can even open up your mic if you got a question. All right. And today we're gonna talk about how to get Amazon, Dell, and Walmart business credit cards without a personal guarantee. I want to make sure that y'all can see my PowerPoint presentation. Can y'all see the front page of the PowerPoint presentation? Somebody tell me something.
Yes, we can.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Who was that? Cheryl? I appreciate that. Cheryl? That's my ex-wife's name. Shame on you. Okay. All right, everybody, how to get Amazon, Dell, and Walmart business credit cards without a personal guarantee. Yes, sir. Okay, today's presentation is being brought to you by Verizon Business Accounts. Set up your business account today. See, at Verizon, they give you a dedicated telecommunications person. And the business accounts at Verizon, they report to Dun & Bradstreet. They offer cell phones, laptops, business internet, et cetera. They have the largest and most reliable network to run your business on. They can also assist you with moving your personal accounts into a business account. Set up your business account today at businesscreditbuilder.us/Verizon. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Noel A. Booker Sr. I'm the CEO at businesscreditbuilder.us LLC. Peep out the contact info and notice that there are two buttons at the bottom of the screen. The green button gives you instructions on how to get a free guide on how to build business credit. You just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. And the blue button, this is the how to get a free business credit consultation in order to talk to our company about the products and services we provide in helping you build your business credit and access funding. Just go to /consult and schedule your free business credit consultation today. Okay, business credit. Business credit is credit you get in your company name. This credit is linked to your EIN, not your social. Since there's no link to your social, there's no personal credit check to get approved. You can also get most business credit without the business owner supplying a personal guarantee. Here are some benefits of having business credit. There's no link to your consumer credit. So no personal credit check is required and accounts don't report to the consumer agencies. No personal guarantee is needed in most cases. Credit limits are 10 to 100 times higher than with consumer credit. You can build business credit faster than you can with personal credit. Having business credit increases the value of your company. You won't need financials or collateral to get approved in order to build business credit. Okay. Okay, let's get started. Choosing your name. Credit issuers and lenders can deny you just based on your business name. right? Because there are restricted industries and high-risk industries. So if they think that you're in one of these high-risk industries or restricted industries, you can get denied. Or they can give you terms that are difficult, right? So it makes it harder to get funding when you're in these type of industries, okay? Your name alone can allude to you being in one of these industries. So choose your name carefully and try to make it as general as possible. Nothing that might reference your industry, okay? It's very important that you use your exact legal business name. Ensure your business name is exactly the same on your corporation papers, licenses, and bank statements. So basically what you do is go to Secretary of State in the state that you reside in, right? And you register your name. In Georgia, it costs $100 to register your business name. In Florida, I think it costs $275. Or 250, something like that. New York is like 275. California is like $800, I think. But every state does this differently. So you have to find out for the state that you're in what the costs are to register your business name, okay? When you set up your business name, they will ask you to select an entity. This is what you need to know. In order to separate your personal liability from your business liability, what you need to do is select a limited liability corporation, also known as an LLC, or a corporation. Now, if you choose for your entity to be a proprietorship or a partnership, then you are personally liable for anything that happens with that business, okay? Setting up your entity is what allows you to do business legally with your state and the federal government. So it's an absolute necessary first step. Any entity can build business credit. But to eliminate the personal liability, you'll need to choose an entity such as a corporation or an LLC. EIN number. I'm not going to spend that much time on the EIN number, but I'm going to tell you the two things that you need to know about an EIN number. I see something in the chat. I'm going to get right to you. The two things you need to know about the EIN number is that, one, you need it to build business credit, and two, it's free. So don't go out there and start paying for business for EIN numbers, all right? Don't do that type of stuff. Okay, Maureen got a question. California's crazy with their prices, even taxes. Oh yeah, she got that input in there. No doubt about it, Maureen. Okay, in order to do business legally, you must have an EIN number. Okay, you just go to the irs.gov, get your EIN number, take 15 minutes. Boom, boom, bam. Once you got your EIN number and you have your certificate from the state that you reside in, that's when you go get your bank account. All right. You got your certificate in your hand. You got your EIN number. You go to the bank and get a bank account. Okay. With an EIN set up and with the entity set up and your EIN number, now you can set up your bank account. This is a very important next step. Some creditors and lenders will look at your bank account setup date as the day that your company truly got started. So it's important to get this done right away. Most banks only require you deposit $50 to $100 to start the account, all right? With no setup fees and nothing like that. See, this is important stuff. There are a couple of important things you know to know regarding setting up your business bank account. Even if you had issues with the bank accounts before, personally, and are listed in the check systems, you can still set up a business bank account. Even with the same bank you had issues with. If you owe the IRS money or others money, they cannot pursue your business bank account to get money you personally owe. Okay? Set up your bank account. Is that important? No. Okay. Now, address. This is important. All right? Check out this address stuff. When applying for business credit, ensure you use a real physical address. There are three options, right? There are no options outside of the three that I'm going to tell you, okay? The first option is a brick and mortar. That's a storefront, all right? Now, not everybody can do the storefront, right? So the second option is the virtual business address. But make sure it has to be an address that you can receive packages, okay? So the virtual office, you can get for as low as $50 a month to get a virtual business address. And a lot of my clients, they get a virtual business address because, you know, they got their family at the house and they don't want to share their business address, their home address with, you know, the public and stuff. So some people get this virtual address. Now, the last resort is your home address. That's the last resort, all right? The reason why that's the last resort is because creditors and lenders do not perceive home-based businesses as being credible, but they take that as a on a case-by-case basis, okay? So for example, let's say you're a hairstylist, right? And you're doing hair from the house. So from a lender's standpoint, hey, that looks like they might be able to pay that bill doing hair from the house, okay? Now, on the other side of that, let's say you're a trucking company. Now, maybe it don't make sense that all of these trucks are at your house. See, so they're trying to see if this makes sense. You see what I'm saying? They want to see, is this playing out right? They're just trying to make sure that they're not, you know, getting got, right? And another thing to know also is that on your Dun & Bradstreet credit report is a Google Maps picture of your business address. So they're looking right at your crib, okay? All right. So you cannot use a P.O. box. You cannot use a UPS address for your business, your main business address. You can use a P.O. box or a UPS address to operate your business, but not as your main business address. Like when you get this application and they ask for, this is my business address. Your main business address, it cannot be that, okay? The reason why is because on an application, there are just different fields, right? In each field that they are asking something for you, from you, they're actually doing something. And then they're actually doing something. I see that question, Jalita, I'm gonna tell you about that. So they're actually doing something to every field on this application. On the address portion of this, what they are doing is pulling up a database of all PO boxes and all UPS addresses. And they probably are now doing all the Staples, because that's a new product that Staples does, is this P.O. box, right? So they probably got all of them too. So you can't use that. If your address comes up on one of them lists, then they can deny you and they don't have to tell you why. This is in comparison to personal credit, right? So that's one of the differences with business credit. They don't have to ask you permission to see your business credit report, and they don't have to tell you why they denied you, okay? That's why this setup piece that I'm telling you about now is very important. For a matter of fact, it's the most important piece. It's the most important piece to building business credit is setting up your business properly, setting up your business credible in the eyes of the lender. Okay, Jolita got a question. How do you set up your virtual address? I'm gonna answer that question shortly. All right, hold tight. You see, all right, here we go. Da Vinci virtual office. This is how you do it, right? There are many different virtual address companies out there, right? Now, some of them will give you the same address that they gave hundreds of other companies. You don't want that. You want a company that's going to give you a unique address. That's why I use DaVinci. DaVinci will set up what they do is they send a particular form to the post office, and the post office sets up a unique address for your business, okay? So what you do is go to businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors, and you will find instructions on how to order this virtual business address, okay? There's a telephone number to call. There's a person to ask for. And then there's instructions. You have to use this phrasing. When selecting an address with DaVinci, you will want to pick a location with this verbiage: private mailbox number issued required. Okay? And that's gonna set you up properly. Okay, and this address is very important, all right? That's why I'm going through all this detail, all right? Okay, now you need to set up your telephone, right? You need a main phone number. You need a local telephone number that's dedicated to your business and must be listed with the National 411 Directory. This is a requirement to build business credit. You cannot build business credit if you do not have this in place, okay? You shouldn't use a personal home phone or a cell phone on your applications, okay? Same reason. In the telephone field, they're looking up all a database of all cell phone numbers and all home telephone lines. If you come up on that list, then they can deny you and don't have to tell you why, okay? Okay, you must use a real business phone number. A voice over number is good that you can forward to your cell phone number or forward to your home number, okay? So I use a company called Freedom Voice, all right? Freedom Voice is also located at /vendors, right? Let me see. Okay, so ensure you also get set up with the toll-free number, okay? And a fax number. Now, let me tell you, the local number, that's necessary. The 800 number and the fax number, that's not so necessary. But this is what they do. They're going to look up that local number. And when you list it with the National 411 Directory, it adds your address to the file. So your address is linked to that telephone number with your business name. They will check that. They will check to make sure your telephone number is listed, and they will say, check. That's good. Now, they got an 800 number and they got a fax number. Now they're looking more credible. Okay? You see what I'm saying? You have to look like you can pay your bill. You don't have to be able to pay your bill. You just need to look like you can pay your bill. And that's how they do that. Okay. Canella got a question. Whose mic is on? You got a question? Okay. Canella has a question. I have the same suite number as everyone else, but a unique sub number after the suite number. Is that enough to constitute unique business address? The way to check is you go to Google and start putting in your address. If your whole address populates automatically, then I'd say yes. But in order to get that address to be a unique address the way it's supposed to be, is whoever gave you that address, they're supposed to send in a form to the post office. So I would have to check into that to double check your address, okay? But that does look, that does need some investigation to make sure that it's set up properly, okay? Okay, cool. Let's see, where are we? Ensure you get set up with that toll-free. Okay, so my go-to for that, for the telephone number, is Freedom Voice. Any three of these companies will work fine. Freedom Voice, Vonage, RingCentral. Okay? Freedom Voice will give you a local telephone number for $9.95 per month, and they will list it to the National 41 Directory for $3 per month. So I figured I need to at least spend $13 a month to make this happen, right? Okay? Vonage and RingCentral, they're going to start you at $25 and then start a la carte you. So I did the research for you. Freedom Voice, $9.95. Now, Freedom Voice will also give you a fax number and an 800 number for under $20. Okay? So boom, boom, bam. Do it like that. Okay, email and website setup. Okay? Set up a professional website that looks good and describes your products and services. And set up your professional email, such as yourname@yourbusinessname.com. Okay, that's important. Now, my company, MediaNet USA, does websites for businesses starting at $350. Just schedule a free business credit consultation, and we'll get you set up on the website if you need it. Okay, licensing and listings. Ensure your business has the proper licenses required for your industry, county, state, and federal government. You won't get money or credit if you're not properly licensed. Also, ensure your name is listed properly and exactly the same as on your documents, including your bank statements, utility statements, and corporation papers. Okay. Now, the most common mistake that people have is they have the permits or licenses that they need, but they have an old address. They can deny you and they don't have to tell you why. That's a common mistake right there. Okay. All right. Now it's time to get your DUNS number. Okay. So once we got these credibility pieces set up, once you got your business credible in the eyes of the lender, got your name, you got your address, you got your telephone number, right? You got your website, right? You got your EIN number. Now we're going to go and run and get our DUNS number and to start building your business credit, you'll need a DUNS number from Dun & Bradstreet. D&B Credibility is not Dun & Bradstreet. And they will try to set you up to try to sell you a package. So when you apply for this DUNS number, it takes about 3 weeks or a month to get this DUNS number. In that time frame, they will call you and email you and convince you that you need to buy something in order to get this free DUNS number. But I'm here to let you know that a DUNS number is absolutely free. Now, the products that Dun & Bradstreet Credibility offers are good products, right? They're expensive, but they're good products. And the thing is that they do not affect the other two main business credit reporting agencies. They only affect Dun & Bradstreet. So I'm going to show you how to make that happen without having to buy anything from Dun & Bradstreet, okay? Cool. All right, now what you can do is go to businesscreditbuilder.us/reports. And you there, what you will see is the three icons for Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and Equifax. And they will be linked directly to a page where you can put your business name and address in, and you can find out if they have a record for your business now already. Or you can do that for any business. You just go and know the business name and address. All right? Okay. Grab your business credit reports. Building business credit is all about trade lines. Okay? So the three business credit reporting agencies, as I mentioned, is Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and Equifax. Okay? These companies are in business to collect information, then they repackage that information, and they sell it. So what you need from them is your business credit reports, in which they will charge you about $100 per month for. And there's three of them. So that's a lot of money. So when you do business with my company, we save you money. We charge you $25, and you get all three reports with the information on the reports that you need. Okay? So let's go over what a trade line is. Okay, so this is what a trade line is. A trade line is when you get an account with a company, right? Which means that now you can buy something on credit, right? So let's say you bought something on credit. Now you have the item and they gave you an invoice so that you can pay it, right? So you have the item, you didn't pay it. Now it's time to pay it. What happens when you pay it, that company sends a report to the business credit reporting agency. The report says XYZ company has a limit with us, and they made a purchase and they paid it off in X amount of days. Okay. So they send that information to the business credit reporting agencies, and the business credit reporting agencies put that information on your business credit report. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one trade line, okay? One trade line. I see those questions so tight. So does anybody have any questions on what a trade line is? Thank you, Maureen. Jolita says, how do I get a toll-free number for business? The answer to that is Freedom Voice, Jolita. Freedom Voice. They'll give you a toll-free number. Okay? All right. Okay, so anybody got any questions on what a trade line is? We good. Okay. Okay, so grab your business credit reports. To effectively build business credit, you have to be able to monitor your business credit reports to see that these trade lines are being added. You'll need to see this so that you'll know when it's time to apply for more credit to build your business credit profile. Also, you need this information so that when you make these payments, you can go pull your business credit report to make sure that these companies are sending in your trade lines accurately and timely. Okay. And one thing to know is that these companies, they're not in the business of sending in your business credit reports. So a lot of times they're not doing it correctly or doing it at all. Okay. So that's why you need access to your business credit reports so you can check on them. And when it doesn't show up, you do the appropriate things. Okay. That's why you need to be checking on them, all right? Because they don't care about your trade lines getting sent. They just want that sale, and you pay for the sale, all right? And they don't put that much effort into making sure that your credit reports are being sent in. So you have to check on them, all right? All right. So you need to monitor your business reports frequently. Okay. You should be monitoring your credit reports through Experian, Equifax, Dun & Bradstreet. You can go to their sites directly to enroll for credit monitoring at about $100 a piece, or through my company, Business Credit Builder. We give it to you for $25 a month for all three credit reporting agencies. Okay? Yeah. That's how we do it. All right, let's go to next. Make sure you get vendor accounts first. Okay, so far, we've gotten, what we've done so far is set up our business credible in the eyes of the lender, name, telephone, address, all that stuff. We now understand what business credit agencies there are and why I need to have a relationship with them so we can get our business credit reports and monitor our trade lines, right? And now we can actually start building business credit, okay? And this next step is not so easy, because now we have to find companies that's gonna give us credit when we have no credit. On top of that, they have to be able to report our payments. Well, first of all, not that many companies gonna give us credit when we have no credit. Second of all, only 10% of all companies in the United States report to the business credit reporting agencies, because they're under high guidelines and restrictions to even be able to report. Okay? That's why this is a hard deal. Okay. Maureen, have you been in here into one of my websites, in my webinars before? Okay, let me continue. Make sure you get your vendor accounts first. Once you know your business is set up credibly, it's time to apply for new business credit. When establishing business credit, there's actually three types of credit you can get. There's vendor credit, right? This is how you start. You get the starter companies, the net 30 accounts, which means they're going to give you a little bit of credit. Okay, I thought I recognized that name. Okay, so you get the vendor credit, that's the net 30. That means they're going to give you a little bit of credit. And when you buy something with those net 30 accounts, then you have to pay the total balance in 30 days. The store credit, that's revolving accounts. That's where you want to be. You want to be at the store credit, revolving accounts, all right? But you can't skip steps. Let me stop for a second. Building business credit is a step-by-step process. Each step that I'm telling you is needed for the next step. So you can't skip steps. So you can't come up in here and start and just jump the vendor credit and go straight to the store credit. You can't do that, all right? See, the store credit, they need you to have credit already. The vendor credit, they don't need you to have credit, right? They're gonna let you slide for a little bit, but they're gonna monitor you closely, right? And then you get the store credit, and then you can go get the credit cards. Okay, the cash credit, that's the revolving credit cards such as Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Okay, now, get vendor accounts first. The biggest mistake entrepreneurs make when building business credit is that they try to apply for store credit or cash credit and skip the vendor credit. But stores and banks will not approve a business owner for credit until their EIN credit profile and score are established. If you try to apply for store credit or cash credit without an established business credit profile and score, you'll be denied 100% of the time. Get vendor accounts first. You must get approved with vendor accounts first who offer net 30 terms. Then after you use those accounts and pay your bills on time, the accounts will get reported to the business credit reporting agencies. Then and then only will you have an established business credit profile and score. Once your business credit's established, you can start to get approved for store revolving credit next. Okay, let's take a look at some true startup vendors. Jolita got a question. I have a vendor list if anybody wants to purchase. No, you ain't, Jolita, selling shit in my webinar. That's a first right there. Start a vendor accounts. Okay. You must start a business. I'm still dying on that, yo. Okay, you must start a business credit profile and score with starter vendors. Starter vendors are ones who will give you an initial credit even if you have no credit, no score, or trade lines now. Most stores like Staples will not give you initial starter credit. So don't even try applying. Okay? Here goes the starter list right here. Okay?
Boy, you tripping.
I'm dying. Okay. It's all good though. This, you know, this is love, love. Love is love. All right. All right. So true starter vendors. Here's a vendor that will approve you for initial credit, even if you have none now. Okay. Always start with Maverick Office Supplies. Now, I do want to let you know that these vendors regularly change their requirements. So my list that I have 3 months ago, a year ago, is not what I have today. They change their requirements. So you have to be on it all the time. That's what we do, all right? That's what we do. We make sure we have the updated list of the current joints, right? It used to be a different company I used to tell people to go to first, but now it's Maverick. The other company I used, which was Strategic Network Solutions, no longer reports. So you got to stay up on this, right? Maverick Office Supplies, Uline. Uline, they sell janitorial products, food service products. Barnett is a Home Depot company, okay? Pilot Flying J, all right? That's a gas company. That's a gas card right there you get easy. And Quill is also an office supply company. So there goes a good 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And don't forget Verizon. That's a new one that they started reporting to Dun & Bradstreet. Verizon Business Accounts, okay? So make sure you go to the vendor's account, the vendor's page, the /vendors, right? You see that at the bottom right? businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors. And you can get the link to order, to place your first order at Maverick. And you can also see the link to get your Verizon business account set up, okay? So check those, right? So boom, let me go back over this list again. Maverick Office Supplies, Uline, Barnett, Pilot Flying J, Quill, right? This is a good starter joint right there. Current, may I add, okay? Business credit, building business credit. Remember, you'll need a total of 5 vendor accounts to start getting store credit. Find the credit you want. Apply without using your social. Get approved. Start using your credit and pay your bills early. Then watch your business credit building in real time. Okay, do not use your social when applying. For these Net 30 accounts, don't use your social, okay? If you use your social, they will pull your personal credit and you will be personally liable, okay? The only way to ensure that this doesn't happen is to leave the Social Security field on the application blank, blankety blank, all right? Now, so on this application, there'll be a place to put your social, leave it blank. Then there'll be a place to put your EIN number. That's where you put your EIN number, all right? So what that does is that forces them to only look at your business credit profile. Okay? Willie Will, you got a question, run it. Willie, what up?
Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Hey, first of all, how everybody doing? Hey, I got a quick question. I just purchased a vehicle on my business. So I bought a tractor. So I bought a tractor because I'm into trucking. So they looked at my personal credit too as well, but it's in my business name. But they looked at my personal credit too, wanted to see how well I was paying my personal bills too as well. Is that something everybody's going to do? Because I don't like the inquiries on my personal credit.
No. These startup vendors are not going to give you, they're not going to look at your personal at all, because you're not going to give them your social. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm telling you from the beginning, do not use your social security number when applying, no matter what they tell you. Okay. So on these applications, you leave that blank. There's no rule or law that says you have to put your social there. Now, there's a law that prohibits you to put something there that's not your social, but just leave that blank. Put your EIN number, and that forces them to only look at your business credit. All right?
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I use my EIN number, but they were just looking at my, they wanted to see my personal credit.
Yeah, so, dealers are gonna wanna do that. They're gonna be wanting to do that, right?
Okay, gotcha, okay.
Yep, okay.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Now, here are the steps that are essential during this process. Find the vendors you want to get approved for, the ones you'll use the most, or the ones that report the quickest. Apply for those vendors. Keep in mind, you'll need to place a few orders first to get approved. So some of the companies, like Uline is one of them, if they look at when they look at your business credit and there's nothing on it, then what they will do is ask you to place a few orders in the name of your business first. Right. So that's just a heads up. You might come across vendors like that. Sometimes you might need to buy stuff from that vendor. So it might be worthwhile doing that so you can get that trade line. Because the idea here is just to get these trade lines. All right. You need to get these trade lines on your business credit report. All right. So sometimes you might need to. Sometimes you say, well, I don't want to do that. I don't need nothing from them. I'm going to just find another vendor. All right. Okay. Okay, apply for those vendors. Keep in mind, you might need to place a few orders first to get approved. You must then use your credit to make purchases, preferably $50. So when you get these net 30 accounts, you want to make sure that your purchases are at least $50 so they can report. Some companies will not report if your purchase is less than $50, okay? So it at least needs to be $50. Okay, Barnett, just off the top of my head, Barnett, if your order is $100, then it's free shipping. So when I order from Barnett, I just order something for $100 so that I don't have to pay for the shipping, right? So stuff like that, you know, little details like that you need to know, okay? Once you use your accounts, pay your bills on time. Your Dun & Bradstreet Pay Desk score is completely based on when you pay. And your Experian Teller score is primarily based on this also. So pay your bills on time, as this will make or break your initial score. So check this out, right? So when you get these net 30 accounts, right, you want to start with three companies that are reporting to Dun & Bradstreet. Because at Dun & Bradstreet, they have this thing called the Pay Debt Score. The Pay Debt Score is the score that lenders look at to determine your credit worthiness. The Pay Debt Score is from 0 to 100. They will not give you a Pay Debt Score until three vendors have sent in reports to them. three, right? So you get these three vendors reporting to Dun & Bradstreet. If you pay those invoices on time, your score will be about a 76. A 70 paid score, a 70 paydex score is a lendable number. So if you pay those first three accounts on time, then you got a 76. But you need to be at 80. That's where I tell my clients to be at. 80 paydex score. So you did those first three, you're almost there. Okay? So it's easy to build up this business credit, right? Because they're only looking at one thing, basically, for the score. And that's how you pay your bill. Okay? Finally, monitor your business credit reports and watch the accounts get reported. Allow 30 to 90 days for them to report and contact the vendor if for some reason they don't. Once you have five payment experience, then it's time to move to the store business credit accounts, okay? Once you have five trade lines reporting, next you can go to your vendor account, your revolving accounts, right? So far we've only done the five net 30 accounts. And once you got the five net 30 accounts on your credit report, which means you done pulled your credit report and you can see five trade lines, three on Dun & Bradstreet, one on Experian, one on Equifax, okay? Keep in mind, all applications will ask for a social security number. Starter vendors leave blank. Revolving accounts do ask for your socials. Okay? They do ask for your social on revolving accounts. Okay, let me tell you about why the revolving accounts ask for your social. So in 2018, there was a new law. The new law says that if a company is going to use a third party, usually a bank, to finance their credit accounts. So they're going to give you credit, but they're going to have a bank handle that, right? They need to determine who you are. And they do that with asking for your social. So this is difficult, right? So these revolving accounts, they're going to ask you for your social. Right. And the ones that's going to give you this account without a personal guarantee, it'll say so in the fine print when you're getting ready to put your social in. Right. It'll say in the fine print that this is just for, well, actually, it's going to be some legal mumble jumble that the average person can't really read. Right. But, you know, you educated, you can read it and determine that this fine print is not a personal guarantee when I put my social. Then they have another place to put your social and they'll tell you that this is the personal guarantee, okay? So that's what you gotta look out for. That fine print, you gotta read that fine print, all right? To see, well, first of all, is this a company that's gonna give me the account without the personal guarantee? And then if I put my social, are they just seeing who I am? That's it. That's what they're doing. They just want to identify who you are, all right? And they'll explain it in that fine print, all right? Okay. Let's see. Okay, so let's get down to why we came here to figure out how to get these accounts. Dell, right? Now, one thing before I start, when you do business, when you build business credit through my company, this is basically the type of information we give you before you apply, okay? So if you do this on your own and you ask a company, what do I need to qualify to get this account? What they're gonna say to you is, fill out this application and I'll tell you if you qualify, all right? So when you do business with us, we give you the underwriting guidelines before you apply so you don't have to waste time, all right? So Dell, Dell, they sell computer. This is all the information we give you too. They report to Dun & Bradstreet, and you need to know who companies report to, so you'll know what business credit report to pull, right? So Dell reports to Dun & Bradstreet. Dell's looking for a pay debt score of 75 or higher. An 80 pay debt score reflects that you pay your bills on time. So you get approved. So to get approved, you'll need to have your vendor accounts reporting, have an established profile and score with Dun & Bradstreet, and have paid your bills on time. You should also be in business for 6 months to get approved, and they will typically then ask you for a personal guarantee if you're not in business for 6 months. Since you spend, so this is going to be easy for you. They only require you to be in business for 6 months, okay? You should really have multiple accounts reporting to Dun & Bradstreet with good scores. If not, they'll want to see your personal credit for approval. This is why building the vendor accounts is so important. Those starter vendors, right? That's why you need to do that. Step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step. No skipping steps, right? Okay. Dell will ask you for your company name, your birth date, your mother's maiden name, and ID numbers, including your driver's license number and your EIN number. To get approved, you need to call 800-999-3355 and ask for the commercial account department. This is a revolving account, not a Net 30 account. Also keep in mind, they usually issue very high limits, but they'll also match your current limits. So the higher vendor limits you have before applying, the more credit you'll get, okay? So that's for Dell. Let's go on to Amazon.com. Online shipping, including books and much more. They report to Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and or Equifax to get approved. With no personal guarantee, you must have an EIN number and be in business for 3 years. But you can get approved not being in business for 3 years, depending on the quality of your business credit profile. Okay? So if you're a new business and have little or no payment experience, they'll ask you for a PG. Okay, but initially, don't give them your social, as you can get approved without a PG if you have good business credit reporting, multiple payment experiences, and good scores with Dun & Bradstreet and Experian. If you were to give them your social, they would then also report your account to TransUnion. If you have to go this route, this is still a great starter account that will really help you grow your business credit. You could also then cancel the account and reapply again using your EIN once your business credit is more established, if you apply initially without having enough. Okay, credit limits. Credit limits are usually between $500 to $2,500. All new accounts will get called back to verify authenticity, okay? The call will probably come from their underwriter, which is GE Capital. This is a true revolving account, not a Net 30 account. And here goes Walmart. Walmart, retail megastore, they report to Experian or Equifax. To get approved, you should have business credit established with both Dun & Bradstreet and Equifax. Your pay debt score with Dun & Bradstreet should be a 75 or higher, reflecting that you pay your bills on time. Apply with Oh, no, don't do that. This is going to be a company that's going to ask for your social, okay? That's going to be one of those fine print joints right there, okay? If you have enough multiple paid as agreed business accounts reporting, you should get approved without a personal guarantee. If you don't get approved due to lack of credit, they'll then give you an option of reapplying with a personal guarantee. To get approved, you'll need to apply in a store or through fax. This is a revolving credit account, not a Net 30 account. Get revolving cash accounts. Once you have a total of 10 payment experience reporting to the business bureaus, then you can start requesting cash credit cards. Cash cards are those issued by Visa, MasterCard, Amex, okay? And are cards you can use anywhere, not just cards you can only use in a store. It's recommended that at least one of your 10 payment experiences have a high limit of 10,000, right? So what this means is this: when you get those revolving accounts, you want to use one more often than the others. When they see that you are making on-time payments, then that is when you call them and ask for an increase of your limit, right? You want to increase your limit, try to get it as high as you can, okay? Because when you go to those business credit cards, they're going to approve you by matching your highest revolving limit, okay? Alrighty. So, if y'all want some more free information, go to my blog, which is businesscreditbuilder.us/blog. You can also join up to one of my social medias of your choice, right? All right. To start building your business credit today, you schedule your free business credit consultation. Get started now. All right. Don't forget, you got the Verizon hookup, right? But basically, that's it. Anybody got any questions? Whew. Go ahead, Willie.
Yeah, man. Appreciate your time tonight, man. How do I get started with you as far as building more business credit? Because that's what I'm looking forward to, building more business credit. Because I had, like I said, I had the vehicle on there now. Yeah. And I had the ABC fuel card on there. And I know that you had the Flying Jake gas card on there. So I'm definitely going to be interested in that because I travel. I mean, I burn a lot of diesel fuel. So that's what I'm looking to do, is to stop spending
money. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I got some stuff for you. I got a program for you. I got a one-on-one program that's not that expensive. All right. So what you do is just schedule that free business credit consultation. Go to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Can you see it on the screen?
Yeah, I see it.
Yep. Just schedule that consult. What that's gonna do is schedule a time for me to sit down with you. I could just say call me at any time. But if I'm in the middle of something, then you won't have my undivided attention. So this is how you have my undivided attention. Schedule a time. I'm going to sit down with you. We're going to rock it.
All right. That'll work. I appreciate it, man.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all for taking your time out. You could have been out doing something different. I'm sure you got family or something to do. And you came and chilled with me. All right. So I appreciate that, everybody. Anybody else got questions? Let's see. Canella got a question. Does banking institution make a difference in all of this? For example, Bank of America versus small credit union. Let me see. I'm not really understanding that question, right? So can you clarify that question? I'm gonna go on to the next. Maureen, thank you so much. Canella, we appreciate you. For business accounts going to going to the bank for a business account. Well, I'll tell you this. They're not on my list, okay? So I have a list because we have a staff that all they do is look for accounts for our clients to help them build business credit. Bank of America is not on that list, and they're not going to be on that list. Banking institutions or personal, you know, credit people. They do personal stuff, right? So of all, let me just tell you this, right? Of all the business funding that goes on in the United States, 99% of them are not at the commercial bank, okay? So if you go to a commercial bank, 90% of the time, they're gonna offer you an SBA loan, okay? The reason why they do that is because the SBA loans are guaranteed. They know they're gonna get their money back, so that's easy for them, okay? And so businesses are funded through alternative lending sources, which means that there are companies out there that fund businesses that what they do is they only sell one or two things. They specialize and they don't have a location in every neighborhood. So they're not advertising. You have to go find them. So that's why my company is good, because we're like a broker. We have hundreds of legitimate lenders with different types of programs. So we'll figure out where to get the money from for you, okay? We'll figure it out, right? We got a way to do it. We know what they want. We know how to get you to what they want. See, most of the people that come to me, they can't qualify right now. So we help them build their business credit and we help you get qualified for the stuff we already got. All right, I hope I answered that question, Canella. Cheryl says, great information. Thank you for the session. I'm looking forward to speaking with you one-on-one. I look forward to that also. Cheryl, you know what to do. The word is born. Canella, she's double thumbs up out this mug. Word. All right, everybody, any more questions? I do this once a week, just about once a week, where we do a different webinar every week or something. And it goes over some of the same information of building business credit, because that's what I do. I help you build your business credit, but I have different webinars to teach you different things. And we learn, you learn something new, because every time I do it, I'm freestyling and I'm touching on something new and some other detail that I don't normally touch on. So I have people that come into my webinars, and every time they come, they learn something new. And I'm talking about the same thing most of the time. But we freestyling it, right? We're getting it done. Okay. Anything else? Anything? Anybody? Any comments or nothing before we get out of here? Everybody have a good evening.
Yeah, I got one more question for you. I got one more question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, look, quick question. I'm changing the name of my business. Is that going to be a problem? But I'm using the same EIN number. Would changing the name be a problem, or do I need to keep it as what it is now?
You know what? I don't like that. I've seen it done. People been doing it. But woo, man. Because these companies, when they start looking up your company, they want to see it all line up perfectly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you can change the name and everything is going to still line up perfectly when you fill out that application, then it's all to the good, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, I would, because I'm so shady on that, I would ask one of my advisors also to help me. Like, let's say you sign up with me and you say, okay, I want to change my name. Then I'm going to go to my advisor and double check with them. Mm-hmm. Because even though I've seen it done and it probably does work, it worries me that something down the line, there's gonna be a loose little something that's gonna mess up down the line some way or another. I can't even tell you, right? But
yeah.
So It's that's a shady one right there, right? You have to go through. I would definitely ask one of my advisors. I'm gonna let you know if I know for sure. If I tell you something, I know for sure, right? But if I don't know, I ain't gonna act like I know. So that one, even though I'd say if I had my client and says change the name, I'd say start a whole new company. But then I'd weigh out all the different factors, though, like how long that company had been in existence, all this type of stuff. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of factors that we're going to have to deal with that, right?
Yeah, basically, I bought my truck in my landscaping company, and now I'm into trucking. I'm just going to change the name into trucking. Even though landscaping falls up under trucking on Secretary of State, so that's why I was asking that question. Because okay. It's already in progress. I only paid $20. You don't have to pay $20 just to change the name. But so yeah. I was going to my vendors. Well, see,
so then you have to think. You have to think that process through. Because if you change the name at the Secretary of State, what happens? And you're going to use the same EIN number. When they look at that EIN number, they're going to have an old name on it.
No. I could change it. I called the IRS and asked him, could I keep that same EIN? And they said I could. So because that EIN number already building credit. So basically I'm just keeping that same EIN number and having the credit still building.
Okay.
But changing the name of the company.
Yeah. Okay. I see that then. That's one that I would be closely with my advisors on that one. Just so that, you know, ain't a loose eye out there. Ain't a loose dotted eye out there or something, right?
Absolutely. Okay. But we'll talk. Me and you, we'll talk.
Yeah, we get it. Yep. Okay. All right. Everybody have a good night. We're going to end it out.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Everybody have a good night. Talk to you all again. Peace.
All right. Appreciate it.
Let me get out of here. How do I get out of here?
Please.
Good night.
Later.